This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the wisdom and path shown by Lord Buddha belongs to all humanity, and his sacred relics are not merely artifacts but part of country's revered heritage. He said these relics are an inseparable part of its civilization. Mr. Modi inaugurated the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piprahava Relics related to Lord Buddha, titled The Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One, at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. He also unveiled the catalogue of this exposition.
Bhagavan Buddha ke pavitra relics ko apne beech paakar hum sabhi dhanya hai. इनका भारत से बाहर जाना और लौटकर फिर भारत आना, ये दोनों ही पड़ाव अपने आप में बहुत बड़ा सबक है. सबक ये है कि गुलामी सिर्फ राजनीतिक और आर्थिक नहीं होती, गुलामी हमारी विरासत को भी तबाह कर देती है.
The Prime Minister said after a long wait, country's heritage has returned. He said from today, the people of the country will be able to have the sacred darshan of these holy relics of Lord Buddha and receive his divine blessings. Mr. Modi emphasized that India is not only the custodian of the sacred relics of Lord Buddha, but also a living carrier of that timeless tradition. US President Donald Trump has said that Venezuela President Nicolas Maduro, along with his wife, has been captured and flown out of the country, which came under attack early yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said, US has successfully carried out a large-scale strike against Venezuela and its leader. He mentioned that this operation was done in conjunction with US law enforcement. Several large explosions were heard early yesterday in Venezuela capital, Caracas. US Attorney General Pamela Bondi has said deposed Venezuelan President Maduro and his wife Celia Flores will face criminal charges after an indictment in New York. Venezuela has strongly criticized the Trump-led government of the United States, accusing it of carrying out what it described as extremely serious military aggression. Venezuela demanded an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss the US attacks on the country. Several countries across the globe, including Russia, Iran, and Cuba, have criticized the US military attack on Venezuela, calling it a flagrant violation of the country's sovereignty and territorial integrity. External Affairs Ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of recent developments. All Indians who are in Venezuela for any reason have been advised to exercise extreme caution, restrict their movements, and remain in contact with Embassy of India in Caracas. The embassy's email ID is cons.caracas@mea.gov.in, and the emergency phone number is +58 412 958 4288. The president of Mauritius, Dharambir Gokul, arrived in Andhra Pradesh yesterday on a 5-day official visit to the state. On his arrival, he was accorded a ceremonial welcome at Gannavaram Airport in Krishna District. Andhra Pradesh Minister for Tourism and Cinematography, Kandula Durgesh, received the president of Mauritius and conveyed greetings on behalf of the state government. After his arrival, President Gokul proceeded to Guntur. He will attend the Third World Telugu Conference tomorrow at Guntur as the chief guest. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh unveiled the portraits of Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee and Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya at Delhi Legislative Assembly. During the event, Mr. Singh also released a coffee table book titled Bharat Mata in the presence of Delhi Assembly Speaker Vijayendra Gupta. The book is dedicated to the creative and artistic expression of Indian national consciousness on the occasion of 150 years of the composition of the national song Vande Mataram. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said the public conduct of both leaders continues to offer enduring guidance on ethical politics, unity of purpose, and the precedence of long-term national interest over transient political gains. The 43-day-long Magh Mela commenced yesterday at the Sangam in Prayagraj with the auspicious dip on Paush Purnima. Devotees began taking the holy dip early in the morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.